Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm so happy to hear your voices this morning. I just thought about how thankful I am for you, especially today, because we begin our autumn assembly of prayer, and how wonderful to meet in prayer with you this morning before that. You know, I heard the voices today, and sometimes they're muffled, and I can't understand where they're from, but sometimes they come in very, very clearly. And I heard Maine, and then right away I heard Oregon. And I could just picture, oh, my goodness, from Maine to Oregon. And then next I heard Dodge City, and I thought, and down through the middle. And then, of course, I heard others all around this country. How well represented we are before the throne of God. And I do know there is habitational authority. And here you are, inhabiting different places in this country, as we meet today for prayer. And like I said, this is the first autumn assembly, and I've been praying about this, and I discussed it with Max. Max is here in Branson, and Max and Quinn, and I discussed it and prayed about it, and this is the way we're going to do prayer today. We're going to have prayer this morning right now, of course, thank God, and then we're not going to have a noon prayer. But we will pray tonight at the meeting. The meeting tonight is at 7, and that's the music starts, and then 7:30 we start with our meeting. And I'm going to teach, and I don't know if it's teaching, but just kind of share. People are there, you know, get to know the people. And then we're going to we'll close off with prayer. We'll close off with praying this kind of a prayer, our Moed kind of a prayer and interpretation after that. I believe it is the will of the Lord. It seems right unto Max and me, and I believe it's right unto the Holy Spirit. I had to pray about it because this is different, but praise the Lord. I believe and I know we're going to hear from heaven. God wants to communicate with us. Bless the Lord. And so, Max, are you here in Branson?
Yes, I am here in the landing area. Praise the Lord. We had a great time driving down here, and we had dinner with Tony and Brenda last night. And, praise the Lord. Looking forward to what God is doing and having for us this week. Yes.
Having for us to do. I tell you, I've been in contact, and I am in close contact with Rick Renner. And, of course, he is in Russia. He was with us at Victory Thon, he and Denise. And while they were here, Putin announced that he is going to draft people into his army. Every man under 65 is eligible for the draft. And so I said to Rick Renner and Denise, I said, you don't have to go back. You're here. And he said, we must go back. That's our call. Our people are there. Our sons are there. And they've married Russian wives. They were brought up in Russia, raised in Russia. But when I woke up this morning, there was a text from him. And he's praying for the Autumn Assembly. And he knows, and we know, you and I know, all of you, there's only one hope for this world, and that's the Father, and that's Jesus, and that's the Holy Spirit. That's the only hope. And the ones that he has chosen to work through in the earth is his body, and that's us. And so we cannot fail. We're the only hope. Because we are his body. And what he speaks through us and he does through us and what he's going to work through us. This meeting, and if you're not here and you can get here, it would be wonderful if you could. This meeting is one where the body works to work with the head, where we come to work with the head. We trust he's going to use our prayers, just like we do every Wednesday.
Yes,
Father, oh, how dependent we are upon you. You are the power. You spoke to us about it so much last week. But you said we have access to it. And you work it down through us. Lord, in a way, we're really feeling, oh, we know you have so many companies of prayer, so many. But ours is one. And Lord, we just sense that so much depends upon the body of Christ working with you right now for this world. And it even so much depends on us and our praying together today and our Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Like Jesus, we say, we have come to do your will. Valitonya nekaka. Bididujuashana no nombre kalaka halaka vita kopri kalaka vito. Abidina no nom. Magidala taiha niena kora bahali tala davito. Niena kola kamala pito logo prina niena kola kavi. Meshianto hola kale bala donya ni kala kapito. Alibitanya na kohola kabita kaplani na kahala kabita kala kabita kobra kala kabita nya na kobra tinya na kobra. Ibiritua shandiva la kobra. Madido do kora makahala kaya na kohola kapala kapito, didiko tanga la kara katicho na kora nanya je. Idi kwa la tonya ne kohara kadika la vala tanya ne kohara kavala malakaya andele kala kala tine nye ne. Kibida chwasho no kohara kate de kohara kavida kambara kata. Galido diana kora kale bele bayani bele kora makaya ne kala bele balianda la kobra. Odi te nye ni kahala kala mele do nye ni kala kabalia. Obra tashka danje de godabre no nye ni kola kabile be diano oranaya. Wisturi amakita kala kapita. Ani korakara hala kore kita shonde edika frakta. Bidi tuichwa nidiko frakatinya na kohola kavakte. Bichwa anyo nukora lelele ta. Kolidanyero no kala kabito gabidanya. Alitora mayata ande le kushka, govaladinyo no kora kabida dayanakai alovreta. Oh, makitanya. Makitanya vea, makilo, makilo, makito, makito, makito. Orodisha nyo torabai. Galidanya no kola kabri kata da go brakti da ka anji da kola kabrakti da ka nyeta go dabri na kalakai. Suinswanya na kora. Suinswanya ni kalakabito gabidan jerno kalikabai. Dobrakti, dobrakti nanye e galagabre ni stora mandio da gobri barakaya na kola kai bada bora ma kenda la ko brande le gaba hanye ni ko. Hanye ni ko. Oh, bratiska. Bratiska fe andoska. Galidu da de gahala kaha ne de kohola kababe. Kashina nyo nyame kala kabrake. Cobrali vele tanya ne kahala li lo 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 jande de kari ananananye nanya nanye aya. Vishwata, come tapatanye? Le brote, frate, scotta na macaia na cohola capiccia na cora candelia. Ili batoro paka halakaya na kohoro gambaya. Lori jatara kahala kafika. Lo barakanya ne kohola kabido do 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 la bahaya na kala kaya andele gala gadaya na aya. Rabba sikto venye nika, grandi veshko nyandi ni kipra, kalyo na kita la gabre danyo nene nanye vea na. Gali dale koka. Rashkito kopre tita la kafati de katashka. Dedigwa. Vodijija. Lagidaka. Magidonia. Ele. Eleba. Kopa. Sun swanye. Kashala koramaya. Canción de leve, a todos los gobrón de leve, obrásica, gongalita, amina, calogola, baya, necologombre, quericataya. Cabila cora, mahalacatito, ashingato, no, delicataya. Grindo vai, grindo vaiata. Lola Bangierno, Pacotò, Nicotà alla Cassì. Poi tu ricorda. Oh, la macara. Che vibrato la malattia, gnacco. Alla vratisca di diatto, ecco, ho sciatto. Galagacciando lo coro na caia na 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 nye na 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 brala valette nye ne ca. Gavele bele caia na caha nye na no nye na ya na ya na. Volevato. Ho levato carità. Bovra vitoto. Bovra vitoto vande. Gabitora magenie. Collegania. Batuta. Batuta felie. Gabidaniete alegatoto bagno no cora. Gele dudia no cora gabali tanyo no cobre di bagno na kai. Pa nonia. Oh, Lo mitata, mitata fero, mitata fero naki, mitata fero nonde, abalito do banyana, no balakaya, nele valoria, nayana nahaya nanyani no. Kalevratushka ala gavara konje nikotoko ola kapre. Kavida kora makalakata halakavre te nikotoko shankito do gohota kara pakalakapito gambernyo ne kalagaila de galataya ne kalakambadya na nye ne 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 ya. Ha, isaprata. Tarakatashka denjiri go tobri kalaka vinyo no kobri kataka pilota balaka yo no kobra kalaka nini ko no kobre kiri matonze. Ishara gora katashka denjiri go tobo shakti. Lebera kashki danyo no kora kalaka vittura go denjiri go doshki. Lebra kishka tanjiri go toshke. Lebra tushata. Ako lo kobreki du kanji na tana. Lebra toshe tanya. Magi danya kefera kishka, to la varatanya ne kola kavita. Kavri tanya ne kobra tivranya no kobri kali batora. Ishitura manya ne kohola vi lebenya ne kola kobranya ne kola karamito. Grande vashko nonya di kabra kanya ne kola dorotayana kashara. Delivera tanya ne kohola, makoro katambere. Kavila toa makita na kota. Delivera toshi na makaya no kohora kabri tata da da polakira na nyange de kodashka da da katita. Delivera taha shanya ne kohola kapya. Kambi da galaga hala kambi tora go to shanti ke ko hala kapra ke ko hala kapi. Megela kish ko to prana da ga to shanti ke ko to shanti to. Malido prene kai ya to. Boshyadi lanvito nangala kabri tato prakala tinyo no kola kambiro. Grali tor makaya na kahala kavi toro koto shangi de koto shakita. Gravi tor makahala kala kajele kadi ana kora makafi. Gravi tor makahaya na kehele dele yandala kahala kayandale kobre dindara da. Veshwa nihi nyano nyandere be mariandola bayana naya kalivanya gevinyanya abilato la barakaya nala gavale be nye nikare anahaya anahiya. Oge dala chito ho balataya na kati. Gritacha da goshkata da goho shanti da goho shanti da goho raka halakambe. Ibe chwashka donje da goho shanti da. Praise you, Father. I do know that you're helping us. I do know that you're sending us help from the sanctuary because you are from the sanctuary. And you are our help. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name, both now and evermore. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Brother Max, are you ready?
I am here. I am ready.
Praise his name. Have you got your red pen ready?
Well, no, I will never run out. I have 12 new ones from you. My red pen is sharpened this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us.
What
you
does
know,
that red remind you of?
The blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
His blood.
His blood.
His blood. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
The end of days and time is here. The end of days and time is here. First Corinthians 2:7. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. Next line. Pray with my friend to see the mystery. Pray with my friend to see the mystery. Next line, underline it. My revelation will be made known to you. My revelation will be made known to you. Underline it. My revelation will be made known to you.
Is the scripture Revelation 1:1?
No.
Okay.
It's Ephesians 3:3. Ephesians 3:3.
I only asked because he talked to me a little bit about Revelation 1:1.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 3:3 and Ephesians 3:9. Ephesians 3:3 and Ephesians 3:9. Next line. Spirit, body, and soul. Yeah, that's soul, S-O-U-L. Spirit, body and soul. First Thessalonians 5:23. First Thessalonians 5:23. Next line, underline it. Where all things made new life, nature of me, Jesus. I'm going to read it again.
Could you read that again, please?
Yes. Where all things made new life, nature of me, Jesus. Underline it. Where all things made new life, nature of me, Jesus. Then he gave us Romans 5:5. The book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 5. The Spirit help you to search the hearts. TSM and hearts. The Spirit help you to search the hearts. Another Romans here, Romans 8:27. And Romans 8:26. I wonder why he gave them to us. Never mind, we just write them the way he gave us to us. So Romans 8:27, and then he gave us Romans 8:26.
Now, the line before that, could you read that, please?
The line before that again? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit help you to search the hearts.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. The Spirit help you to search the hearts. Then Romans 8:27, and then he gave us Romans 8:26. The next line, the plans of God for you all. The plans of God for you all. The plans of God for you all. Next line, underline it. Stop, S-T-O-P, stop the enemy plans. Stop the enemy plans. Just four words. There is no two or any of that. Stop the enemy plans. Underline it.
Just to stop the enemy plans or the whole thing? Plans of God for you all, the whole thing.
Plans, yeah, the plans of God for you all. This is a line. Next line, underline it, four words. Stop the enemies, or the enemy, there is no S in the end. Stop the enemy plans. Next line, I am showing myself to you. Oh, underline it. I am showing myself to you. Huh. Next line. Give us Romans again in order now. Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. Romans 8, 26 and 27. Next line. You believe, pray for them. Stay with me. Okay, I'll read it again. You believe, pray for them, stay with me. You believe, pray for them, stay with me. Next line, the book of John, John 17:20. John chapter 17, verse 20. 2-0. Underline this line here. Can you see that I am giving you orders? O-R-D-E-R-S. Yeah, underline the whole thing. Can you see that I am giving you orders? Next line, Psalm, the book of Psalm 147, verse 15. Psalm 147, verse 15.
1-5?
Yes, 1-5. I guess it's easier to say it that way. 1-5.
No, it's better to say 15, but I just didn't understand it.
Oh, okay. No, I mean it helped me when I hear you confirming in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so Psalm 147:15. Next line. It is my orders to you, church. It is my orders to you, church. Next line, he gave us Isaiah 28:10. Isaiah 28, verse 10. Next line, underline it. You eat from the tree of knowledge. Oh, yeah, okay. You eat from the tree of knowledge. Underline it. You eat from the tree of knowledge. Genesis, the book of Genesis, 2. Chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. Genesis 2, verses 16, 1-6, and 17, 1-7. Next line. I am your hope, church. I am your only hope. I am your hope, church. I am your only hope. I am your hope, church. I am your only hope. That's the whole line.
Okay.
1 Timothy 1:1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. Next line, underline it. Underline the whole line. I am showing you, and it will be known. I am showing you, and it will be known. K-N-O-W-N, yep. I am showing you, and it will be known. Underline it, the whole thing. Then he gave us Jeremiah 11:18. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 11, verse 18, 1-8. I am the Holy One of Israel. I am the Holy One of Israel. I am the Holy One of Israel. Next line. Ezekiel 39, verse 7. Ezekiel 39, verse 7. My, next line, my father showed me, so you shall go. Okay, I'll read it again. My father showed me, S-H-O-W-D, my father showed me, so you shall go. Next line. Oh, there's an answer there. Underline it. Manifest the appointed time. Manifest the appointed time. What is this? I believe it's, this is in Arabic. Oh, Mawad. This is the first time the Lord, this is Arabic, yeah. Mawad, yeah.
You wrote Mawad in Arabic?
Mawad is time, or appointed time, the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing in Hebrew.
Yeah, yeah, it's Mim, Waw, Ain, Dal. Moed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he had you write that word Moed in Arabic.
Yes. I almost missed it, to be honest with you. Like, what is this? It looks like, you know, it's in the end of the line. Oh, I'll send you a picture after the call. Okay.
Oh, I'd love to see a picture of that.
Yeah.
Because Moed, you know, we call Moed is appointed time. That's what it means. And so he said in English, appointed time. Then he had to write it Moed in Arabic. Oh, that's so interesting to me. Oh, Father,
yes.
You're wonderful.
Thank you,
you're
Lord.
Wonderful, Jesus. You're wonderful.
Thank Jesus.
Go ahead.
Okay, so let's, I'm going to read this line again, underline it. Just to make sure everybody got it.
Right.
Manifest the appointed time, underline it, and then he gave us Mawad in Arabic in the end of the line, which of course it's written from right to left. Okay, next line.
I'd love to see that picture. Mm-hmm.
Titus 1:3, the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 3. Next line, I'm just thinking of this word. This is just the way I write in Arabic, my lousy writing in Arabic. I mean, my Jesus. Okay, sorry. Titus 1:3, you fear me and you know my covenant. I'll read it again. You fear me and you know my covenant. you fear me, and you know my covenant. Next line, the book of Psalm, chapter 25, verse 14, 1-4. Psalm 25, 14. Next line, underline it, I am Jesus. I am Jesus. Okay, he gave us one more time, Ezekiel 39:7, and it's underlined. So, I am Jesus, underline it. Next line, give us Ezekiel 39:7, underline it. It's a lot of meditating already here. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Next line. It will be known, I shall remember. I'll read it again. It will be known, I shall remember. That's the whole line. It will be known, I shall remember. Okay, next line. Habakkuk or Habakkuk, the way you read it, 3:2. Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 2. Trust in me. Thank you, Lord.
Praise his name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, I've got to go back here to the beginning. Okay, that's page 2. All right. The end of days and time is here. 1 Corinthians 2:7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. I know about this verse. It has to do with God. It's the mystery of the church, and it is that he ordained before the world Jesus coming so that we could be, we fell from the glory, and so that we could come back into the glory, so that we could have Christ in us, the hope of glory. And he's really talking here about the glorious church. The church is going to come forth in glory. Now, the end of days, now it's not the end of time. I think he's saying it's the time for this. There's a time for the church to come forth in glory. That's the mystery of the church. Next line. Pray with my friend to see the mystery. My revelation will be made known to you, and that is underlined. Ephesians 3:3. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Now he's talking about, this is Paul, and he's talking about the mystery of the church. The mystery means, it's mysterion in the Greek, and it means divine plans, God's divine secret plans. And his plan is for the church to come forth in glory, to be filled with the glory of God, and to be the glorious church. I think he's telling us it's time for that. and to, this is Ephesians 3:9, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. I would invite you to read my book, The Blood and the Glory, which I go into this mystery, and I show you how that God showed me a vision of how this mystery is hidden in him. And none of the prophets knew it in the Old Testament. None of them knew it. And it is revealed now. I think he's telling us that it's time for the glorious church to come forth. Spirit, body, and soul. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Where all things made new, life, nature of me, Jesus. Romans 5:5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us, or the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is shed abroad in your spirit when you're born again. And that is the very nature of God, the love of God. The love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. That love is God's nature. That's who he is. And it makes all things new. The Spirit helps you to search the hearts. Romans 8:27. And he... I'm reading this in the King James. I'll switch to a more modern version, ESV, and we'll see what that says. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. I'm going to go back to the King James because it uses the word thee, and he used it. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now, Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Then he tells you what the infirmity is. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The plans of God for you all, stop the enemy's plans. I am showing myself to you. All of that is underlined. And here we have Romans 8:26 and 8:27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. All of this is talking about praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues. I will read this in the ESV and see what that says. Now, my mind is going to the fact that he said to us later, can you see that I'm giving you orders? Well, he's ordering us here to pray in the Spirit, pray in tongues. I think he's talking to us about the prayer conference. Hallelujah. Now this is the ESV. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We have a weakness. We have an infirmity. We don't know what everybody needs. I don't know. I don't know what to tell him to do about Putin. I don't know what to tell him to do about the Russian people, the Ukrainian people. I don't know what to tell him what to do about the President of the United States. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us. We just have to give ourselves to it. He searches hearts. He knows what's in those hearts. And he gives us an intercession. One Greek scholar said that that word with groanings too deep for words, utterances, not in intelligible speech. It's talking about tongues. Let's see what it says in the New American 95. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. The prayers that are going to help the church and the sanctified, the saints of God, the set apart ones, is going to come. Here it is in the Amplified. And he who searches the hearts of men knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Well, I'm going to start to verse 26, excuse me. So too the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weakness. And here's the weakness. We do not know what prayer to offer or how to offer it as we ought. It's beyond our minds, folks. But the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. And he who searches the hearts of men knows what is the mind of the Spirit, what his intent is, because the Spirit intercedes and pleads before God in behalf of the saints according to and in harmony with God's will. One thing I told Rick Renner this morning was, he's our only answer, and we've got this prayer group coming that he wants to work with. And here he's giving us orders. I'm sure that in this meeting we're to pray in tongues. Hallelujah. You believe. Pray for them. Stay with me. Now, John 17 is really the Lord's Prayer. It's what he prayed himself. The other, what we call the Lord's Prayer, he was instructing the disciples at that time how to pray. But this is his real prayer. Oh, hallelujah here. Praise God. John 17, 20. I do ask for these. I do not ask for these only. In other words, his apostles and disciples that he had there on earth, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. So Jesus was praying not only for the disciples alive then, but he was praying for everyone who would ever become a believer through their word. And that would include you and me. Can you see that I am, what is the next word there? Giving you orders.
Yeah, can you see that? I am giving you orders. Underline it.
Now that, I asked him if he would speak today concerning the prayer meeting, and he would give us orders, and that's what he said. We're going to be praying. And we're praying for the saints, and God's plans and stop the enemy's plans. And we're going to be doing much of our prayer in tongues. That's what he's given his orders for the meeting. Psalm 147:15. And for our everyday life, Psalm 147:15. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. That's the ESV. His orders, in other words. He sends out his orders to the earth, his command. His word runs swiftly. So we're an army of the Lord. He told me that he's raising up a prayer force as nations raise up an air force. And, of course, any military group is going to have commands. So he's giving us his commands. His orders. Hallelujah. You eat from the tree of knowledge, Genesis 2:16-17. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, you may surely eat of the tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Now, that was the commandment that he gave to Adam and Eve. Some say, and I don't know if this is the real meaning of what he said to us this morning. Some say that if they had not disobeyed that, that he would have eventually allowed them to eat and know of the knowledge of good and evil. He may be saying to us this morning, they couldn't do it, but you can now. I'm not sure that's what he's saying. Yeah, we must pray about it and find out. But I know that we have a lot of knowledge in these days. So whatever that means, he'll reveal it to us. I am your hope, church. I am your only hope. 1 Timothy 1:1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope. Now he may be saying to us, this is another angle. We're going to have to pray and find out. He may be saying to us, you're eating from the tree of knowledge when you should be only relying on me. I don't know. Mister, I don't know what that means. To tell you the real truth, I don't know what that means, and I won't know what that means until he reveals it to me. But those are just the two goals that it could be. I know for sure he's our hope. Jesus is our hope. He's our only hope. None of man's knowledge is a hope. I don't care who he is. Our only hope is Jesus. I am showing you, and it will be known. Jeremiah 11:18. The Lord made it known to me, and I knew. Then you showed me their deeds. That's the ESV. We'll look at it here in the New American 95. Moreover, the Lord, and that's Jehovah, made it known to me, and I knew it. Then you showed me their deeds. Hallelujah. The statement was, I am showing you and it will be known. I am the Holy One of Israel. Ezekiel 39:7. My holy name will I make known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let my holy name be profaned anymore. And the nations will know that I am Jehovah, the Holy One in Israel. That's what he's going to do in that war in Ezekiel 39:7. That's when that's going to happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My Father showed me, so you shall go. Manifest the appointed time, Moed. Titus 1:3. But at the proper time, manifested his word in the proclamation with which I was entrusted, according to the commandment of God, our Savior. Now that is the NASB. Now I'm going to do it in the ESV. And at the proper time, manifested in his word through the preaching with which I have been entrusted by the command of God our Savior. He is, again, talking to us about manifesting, I think, his glory. He does things, and this is talking, the whole thing. Let's start with the first verse. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth, which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began, and at the proper time manifested, hallelujah, in his word, or manifested his word, through the preaching with which I have been entrusted by the command of God our Savior. So he started off talking to us about it is time. It's time for the manifestation of those things he's appointed. You fear me and you know my covenant. Psalm 25:14. I don't like the way the ESV translates that. It's much better. In the NASB, the secret of Jehovah is for those who fear him. Lightning strikes. Thunder. The secret of Jehovah is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant. And actually that says in the Hebrew, and his covenant is to make them know it. The counsel of the Lord, the secret counsel of the Lord is for those who fear him, and his covenant is to make them know it. That's how it is read in the Hebrew. Hardly any English translators get it right. He has a secret counsel. It's for those who fear him. And he's covenanted to make us know that counsel. That's what the meaning is in the Hebrew. I'm going to see how that reads in the Amplified. The secret of the Lord have they who fear him, and he will show him his covenant and reveal to them its deep inner meaning. He will reveal to you folks his covenant, but the Hebrew carries the idea He's going to reveal to you his, he's covenanted to reveal to you his secret counsel. I am Jesus. Underlined. Ezekiel 39:7. Underlined again. And he has given us this verse twice. And this is amplified. And I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel. And I will not let them profane my holy name anymore. And the nations shall know, understand, and realize that I am Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel. It will be known. I shall remember. Habakkuk 3:2. O Jehovah, I have heard the report of you and your work. O Jehovah, do I fear in the midst of the years, revive it. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. And this word is mercy. It's not hesed. Mercy is what the world needs. The people in covenant with him have hesed. That's his obligatory love. Oh, what a strong verse. Let's read it in the New American. Jehovah, I have heard the report about you, and I fear, O Jehovah. Revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. Of course, Ezekiel 39:7 is judgment. And the Lord is saying, I'm going to do it. And the call to him is, in wrath, remember mercy. There is coming a judgment there, and this verse calls out for remember mercy. And he says, I shall remember. So that means that he shall do it. In the judgment that's coming, in whatever happens in Ezekiel 39 and 38 and 39, he will remember mercy. Trust in me. Well, much to meditate there. And praise God. Thank you for it, Lord. And thank you, Father, for helping us work with you so that we can obey your orders. I think I'm reading this right, Lord. I'm thinking what you're telling us to do and pray in the Spirit and work with you and manifest your glory, and that it is time for this. And, Father, help us, dear Lord, to obey you, especially in this meeting and in our lives and in today. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Help me, Lord. And I know you will. I don't want to get in your way. Thank you, Father. Okay, now we're not going to be praying at noon. We will have our meeting tonight. This is a prayer meeting that we start out with. Our Autumn Assembly of Prayer starts with a prayer meeting. This is a prayer meeting tonight. And so after I've just done a little bit of instructions, then Max will and I will pray like this, and the Lord will speak to us. He will communicate to us. Thank you very much. Shalom, shalom, and I see you tonight.
Shalom, shalom.